Hi, thanks for tuning in to this iPad edition of Face Reading. This is number 5 in a series on facial features. Hi, I'm Barbara Roberts, and today we're looking at your financial potential. How wealthy are you going to be? What can you access in terms of spiritual and financial abundance for your life? The nose, a facial feature, will show us about the character. Face reading is a 2,000-year-old science. I've been doing this 30 years and have looked at 10,000 people. Today I'm going to share with you what the nose says about you and the person you're dating, if you want, or people in your family, and what will be their possible financial potential. Of course, face reading is only one thing to look at. We want to look at the whole face for the whole personality. I've been featured on 75 TV shows, and my website, FaceReading1.com, will show many of those shows along with YouTube. So again, this is Barbara Roberts, and here are some things about the nose that will show about money. A very large nose, like Charlie Chaplin and also Mother Teresa of Calcutta, a bulbous nose, bulbous meaning large at the bottom, especially will show wealth and financial earning or abundance. The ability to draw wealth is very powerful for somebody with a strong nose. And of course, we always keep in mind that facial features only go so far. People work for what they receive. So of course, this is just one indicator for money. A very tiny nose, though, can show that you budget well, and also that you are the person in a relationship to do the banking. So it can be very positive. A nose that is a hawk shape, and this would be a nose that angles down at a 45-degree angle into the mouth, can be someone who is interested in other people's opinions, could be a gossip, not necessarily, but under pressure, they can be too nosy, actually. Excuse the pun. Okay, so that is the hawk nose, very unusual. Stalin had a hawk nose, not a normal facial feature, probably found in 10% of the population. A nose, though, when you're looking straight at someone, and you're looking into their face on eye level, and if you can see the nostrils when you're looking straight ahead, in face reading Chinese system, we call this money comes in, money goes out. So even though money comes into them, they spend. When I was on NBC and we were looking at people moving through a shopping center, I was looking at one of the women who had this feature who was with her friend, and I said to her, you really have a hard time budgeting and love to spend a lot of money. And we looked down and she had 10 packages with her, and her friend just burst out laughing because this is a challenge. When you have the nostrils visible, it means that you can be very generous, but you also can spend a lot. The area of the nose that shows perfectionism is the upper nose bridge. And this, when it's very narrow, shows someone either who is a loner or perfectionist or loves classical string instruments. When I was on the cast with The Young and the Restless, I looked at Doug's daughter. He's the lawyer on The Young and the Restless. And she's 6, and she had this very narrow nose bridge. And I turned to him and said, does she play the violin? And he said, yes, not well, but yes, she does. And so this is a very narrow nose bridge. When you see breaks along the nose, they will show a certain age, starting at the bridge of the nose, moving towards the tip of the nose, where there was trauma during the life, because the body is always marking our body-mind connection, what we've done with our life, and changes that we've seen, whether it's a grandparent passing or, you know, having a business loss. These are always recorded in the face. The last area, and keep in mind there are thousands of these features, the last one for a nose is when you have a ball on the tip of the nose. And this would be Clinton. Past President Clinton has a very large ball. And this means someone is center of news information. They love gathering information. Often good for someone who is good, has a profession in the news media, journalism, or even a librarian. So the nose and the other facial features will help you select the best job for you, how to choose your best career. It's all in your face. For more information, check out my book, Face Reading, How to Know Anyone at a Glance. Or to get your own reading, go to my website, FaceReading1.com. Hi, this is Barbara Roberts. Thanks for tuning in, and come back for our next series, the one on lifts, which will show romance and your intimacy quotient in relationships. Take care. Bye-bye.